what the hell happened last week? You don't. Every time I leave, it's like you just go buck wild with the podcast.
What? I did not. Dude. I did no such thing. What happened?
And in the middle of the show, you start the show 15 minutes into the show. I was like, is he ever going to start? And then you were like, oh, we should probably start.
You would be surprised how much content I cut to make it at least at least as good as it was.
No, I believe it.
Yeah.
So I typed in the games I've played.
Oh, right. Also, speaking of last podcast, Matt, stop swearing so much.
When did I swear?
I heard a couple of bleeps in there. I don't know who was doing
that. That was you.
When the f*** did I swear?
Last episode.
No, seriously, when did I?
You said the word like 8 times.
Oh, I don't consider that a bad word.
That's a sweary.
iTunes does.
iTunes is a bunch of punks.
I know, I'm telling you. For them, I had some fun with that one.
Yeah, it's a cool game.
Are you guys ready?
I'm ready anytime.
What's going on? What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Level Saves Now Playing Podcast. This game is broken. I am Barry Villatoro, and joining me today is Chris Locke.
Video games are dumb.
And Matt Curione.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
And I'm so happy to be back to talk to you guys.
And I'm happy to have you back.
I almost forgot what my catchphrase was.
Yeah, because you didn't do it last week. You just went like, oh, I'm gonna do whatever I want. Barry's not here.
Yep. Should not leave
in boss charge. Is away. It's time to go on break the whole time.
Should not leave me in charge, sir.
What a jerk.
Yeah, next time Matt's in charge.
Okay, that would be
damn
great.
Right.
I would love to see that. That would be fun.
And just like,
oh, come on, it would be awesome.
I'm not being sarcastic. It would be great.
It would be great. All right, you ready?
I'm letting you go. I'm being quiet.
And just like every week, we're here to talk about what games we've been playing.
Okay.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, I've only been playing one game. You guys have been playing 30, so we should probably start with you guys. You know, I want to hear about this this Destiny. Let's just get right to it. Both of you have been playing the Destiny Alpha.
Yeah.
We have been playing that Destiny Alpha.
So bad. Have you guys been playing it together?
No, actually, I didn't.
You guys are so strange.
I didn't know that we were playing, so...
I know. I got the code when I woke up this morning. Like, I was on an email, and they're like, "Hey, you're a cool guy. Have a code."
And you lost your mind. You're like, I gotta do it right now.
Yeah, so I downloaded that, and I've been playing it for like half an hour now.
Oh,
so what do you think of that half hour?
Yeah,
I'm actually staring at the menu right now. Oh, it's awesome.
Looks pretty, huh?
It's really weird playing a Bungie game on a PS4 or on like a non Xbox and. The controls are really smooth, and my character looks really awesome. So
male or female character?
I'm pleased with it. He's a male robot guy. I don't know what they're called. But he's got, like, red Terminator eyes, and...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he is cool. And he's got a cool scarf.
I made a female character.
The whole next-gen thing is all scarves all the time.
Yeah, I guess that is. Just as many dangling pieces of clothing as I could possibly have.
You gotta show off those physics.
Yep.
Gotta show it off.
I made a female character.
Why wouldn't they?
I spent a long time making her face, and she looks so pretty, and then they put a helmet on it.
Then she's wearing a mask.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah.
Come on! You know, even when you get to see her face in, like, the hub world kind of place. Nope.
Yeah.
So the camera's too far away. Can't really admire my character.
Oh, you can zoom in.
Can you?
I'm sure there'll be cutscenes and stuff where you'll be able to notice that detail.
I hope so. Because I made a very pretty character, and I want to look at her some more.
Yo, I want to look at my awesome robot, who's going to just murder everything. What class did you go with,
I went with, I don't know what it's, a Titan class, so the
soldier.
Yeah, the soldier.
Okay. I went with a hunter, because I like an awesome knife I can stab monsters in the face with.
Yeah. How you enjoying?
And what? I've been doing that a lot.
What are the classes?
There's the soldier, there's the hunter, and then there's like the warlock, which
it's like a mage.
Yeah, right? Kinda.
I like locks.
Yeah.
I always play a lock in WoW.
So.
But yeah, this game's cool and it's really pretty.
That
yeah,
is true.
Panda Must put up this video on Facebook of the character dancing. And it's just like a short video, but I was like, damn, those animations were so smooth.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It looks so good. I was like, man, like I'm super impressed by that.
Just kind of walking off into the distance and just staring at things.
Can you zoom out into third person, or it's always first person unless you're doing like a emotion or some kind of action?
Unless you're doing an emotion, it is all first person, except when you're in like the Citadel hub.
Hub world.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, the Citadel. I knew you were going to call it that.
That's pretty much what it is.
The tower.
Yeah, the tower. I read that. Sorry.
Read that in Austin's preview.
Well,
I'm actually in the tower right now dancing with a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
Because you can dance.
It's kind of goofy.
It's awesome. I wasn't sold on this game for like the longest time. And then this happened. And now I really want September to be now. I don't want to wait.
You guys
anymore.
Are getting me excited.
So, okay. Hold your horses there, compadre. Wait till you get a little further, because it does have a couple little issues, man.
Well, it's also the alpha.
No. I don't mean technical issues. I mean design issues.
How so?
Still an alpha.
Okay, hear me out. The bosses.
He's like, first of all, it's a first person shooter.
First off, it's not Metroid. That's problem number one. So let's talk about like the cool stuff that I really like about it first, right? So it is basically Borderlands meets Halo. Is effectively, if we're going to be just totally reductive, that's the way the game is. And so it plays.
Yeah, I've heard it described as Borderlands with an actual story and not just memes.
Yeah, it could be.
That's not constant like memes like thrown at you.
just
which is what Borderlands is. I mean, it's gun. A fun game, but it's like it's memes all over.
Yeah, it's too self-referential and too steeped in the internet. But, you know, it's a fun cartoon comic book game as well, so it's not like we expect much from it. Anyway, I think Destiny plays a lot better than Borderlands as well. Borderlands is kind of hitchy and a little, like, there's just this level of jank to it sometimes. And this one...
Well, yeah, it's also, you know, it's from the guys who made Halo.
Yeah, so it's really smooth, really polished, and I like all the guns and everything.
Guns are cool.
Kind of don't like is that the guns, just like Borderlands, are just kind of random. So, like, you know, it's all a leveling system. All the enemies you go up against are, you know, leveled 1 through 8 in the alpha because whatever. That's the level 8 is the highest you can get. So if you don't have a gun that has the right numbers on it, even if it's a cool shotgun, you know, you're still going up against these guys and they're going to kill you no matter what because your gun only does 30 damage and it needs to do, you know, 110 to do any kind of thing. So like it's got this really smooth fighting and, you know, all the combat's great. And then you go up with a gun that doesn't have enough points and there's nothing you can do about it. And the only way to get more guns is they just drop randomly with random attributes and that sort of thing. Or
hold on, let me clarify, because I was also looking at some awesome screenshots when you're talking. So like this is like if you're going against another enemy that's too high level, you can't necessarily damage them.
You can damage them, but it's going to take a lot longer and it's going to be a lot harder.
Well, that's a MMO.
I understand.
Thing. Like if someone's level too high than you, then you're out of there. You guys aren't in the same league.
No, I totally get that. The thing is just like it plays so much like Halo. Like it's kind of. It just feels
weird to have that on top of it.
Right. It feels like I, you know, I'm not the best Halo player, but I got pretty good at Halo. I beat all the games up to 3 on Legendary. So, like, I know kind of what I'm doing with the Halo engine. And a lot of these characters behave in similar fashions as Halo. Mm-hmm. But it's still, like, you know, I like the shotgun. I'm a big fan of the shotgun in that game. I've not found a shotgun beyond the one that you start with, which only has 39 points of damage. Now, my rifle has like 112 right now. So even though I don't want to use the rifle, I'm
kind
stuck.
Of forced to.
Yeah, I have to use
it. Yeah, that's another MMO thing. Like you can find that a lot of times when you're playing a game, like, oh, I got this really new, you know, this got this new weapon that does twice as much damage as the one I actually like to use. But it's like, what am I going to do?
Yeah, and I don't really,
like, I can
I don't like playing
keep the weapon that.
That's just a me thing. It's the same thing that I had with Borderlands and that I had kind of an issue with is like I find a weapon I really like, I want to stick with it, except that it just doesn't do any damage anymore.
And yeah, it's probably jarring on being with it. Like, you have these RPG, heavy RPG things, MMO-type elements on top of a first-person shooter game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
If I could maybe, like, and maybe this will be in the final game, and this would be great, if I could just upgrade a weapon, if I could find something that I like, I like the way it feels, I like the way it shoots, I like its sort of, you know, reload and its recoil and everything, and then I could upgrade its damage over time by putting, I don't know, maybe the gun levels up as well, that would be great.
Yeah. I'm sure, I mean, I don't know, but I would assume a game like this would have something like that. So that's, again, that's another staple of like MMO. It's like you can upgrade your stuff, you can enchant it, you can do things like that. So in this game, I'm assuming you'd be able to do some kind of fix ups, like, you know, better stocks and all kinds of stuff like that.
So the real issue I have is mostly with the bosses so far. And it's just that with this whole weapon system on top, it just seems like they're way, I don't want to say overpowered, just way too much health. So you go in, and the first time I tried to do, there's three missions in the alpha, and one of them is a strike mission where it has two bosses in it. The characters I was with, like, I had a team of two more people, and we spent like a half hour on this boss. And it's just a like a walking tank thing. And after a while, it was just not all that fun, because we'd be dodging and you know, ducking and even around this guy, and then he'd shoot this missile that kills like two of us in one hit.
Yeah.
And you're like dead. And it's like, well, what the heck? You know?
See, I wonder if that's a, like I said, like another MMO thing. It's like, you know, a lot of MMOs, there's certain ways to beat bosses. If you're doing it the wrong way, you're not going to get by it.
No, there is a certain way. You shoot him in the legs, and one of the legs falls off, and then like it exposes a weak point.
Okay. And that, it just took forever.
Yeah, still doing that took forever. We had to take out like all six legs and go hit the weak point a bunch. You know, I came back later after I'd leveled up a little bit and gotten some better weapons. I did take him down by myself once, but it still took, you know, like a half hour for just this one enemy, and then I didn't even get any loot from it, so it was kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really like the way the game plays. I just feel like there needs to maybe be some tweaking to the leveling system, because you know, when you get in a situation where you're just getting trounced and there's like nothing you can do about it, it's like, well,
yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I'm assuming if it's really like based like MMO, you'd be able to do some questing, level up, get better gear, come back and whoop some ass. Especially, you know,
go ahead. Sorry.
I would say knowing how to take on the boss on top of like having like a better group. All those things matter, MMOs. Because like anytime, like you can have some of the best guilds in the world, and wow, when they start and the new dungeon comes out, they're gonna get their asses kicked.
Yeah,
this is how it works until they learn how to fight, and then you're like, oh, I get it now.
So,
and then you know, a couple months later, everybody's blowing through that boss.
So with the leveling stuff, there is a really cool part of this alpha. Like I kind of didn't like it at first, but now I really like it. It's just like a free roam. They give you this huge area, and there's kind of missions scattered throughout. Like little waypoints, you just go up to one of those and it's like, hey, go over here and kill these guys, or go investigate this area, or go find this thing. And you're literally just kind of roaming around, doing whatever the heck you kind of feel like, shooting guys, getting money, getting experience.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah, that part was just kind of, I don't know, man, just kind of exploring and not really having like a mission that I had to do. And if I wanted to do a mission, I could just go get one. You know, and it wasn't.
And it helps that it's so damn pretty.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a very
that's a big bonus. That's a big bonus.
Well, see that's the thing. Like the screenshots I was looking at, that Austin put up in his preview. Like I thought they were just screenshots from like Bungie or something. As I started looking through them, these are screenshots from the game. Like, you know, it says iKamikaze in it. Like these are his screenshots from when he was playing. I was like, man, it looks so good.
I know.
I really want to play.
So, have you tried the PvP real yet, thing, man? I know you've only played for like a half hour, but maybe you
have. No, I did the first mission where I took down a wizard, and then this happened.
Freaking. The lines in that part of the game are so stupid. It's like, that wizard was from the moon. Are you kidding me?
Oh my god, I love the narrator.
Get out of here.
It's the narrator's awesome. It's Tyrion from Game of Thrones.
Is it?
The little guy. Yeah, that's Peter Dinklage.
This changes the game entirely for me.
It's all sorts of awesome. It took me like 5 seconds, but I'm like, oh my god, it's him.
I hope they have some DLC where it turns the, like the little navigator into just his head. from Game of Thrones.
That'd be great.
He's just talking to you. Oh, man.
But yeah, it's totally Peter Dinklage. It's awesome.
So anyway, PvP, it's just like Halo.
Word.
Basically. It takes away all of the level caps and stuff like, or like the level advantages.
Right.
You do still like level up in the PvP, so it's like, but it's a different leveling system. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like you get different advantages, like your boost right. lasts.
It's meant for PvP.
Yes, exactly for that. Yeah. And it takes away like weapon. I think all the weapons have kind of like the same damage. So like instead of your shotgun having 39 damage, no, it's just a shotgun now, which I kind of like. And it plays so much like Halo that with the shotgun, you literally have the 1-2 punch that you have in Halo.
It's the boom! Melee.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing. And it works exactly the same. Shot, melee, down. You've completed. Good job. You killed a guy.
That sounds like fun, man.
Yeah. It's basically just Halo. The only map they've, or the only mode they've got right now is like controlling waypoints or something like that. I can't remember what it's called. Mm-hmm. But you've got like base A, B, and C, and you just gotta go take them from
there.
That's
like a domination.
Yeah. So, and I've lost every match that I've been in, so there's that.
People are probably playing together.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like every time I notice that we just get completely destroyed, it's because they're moving as a group.
Yep.
And you can't fight that. You can try. No.
Well, yeah, well, you run around a corner by yourself because everyone's scattered and there's three people in front of you.
Yeah, you're done. You might take out one of them if you're lucky. You know, you might get a good grenade.
That's crazy. I'm excited. You guys got me excited now.
It's really good. The Destiny, like, the alpha so far is still really, really good. I don't know if I'll be picking up the game immediately just because the whole loot thing, not really my jam, but I think it is your jam, Barry.
Wow, it totally sounds
like I'm all about it.
I love first-person shooters and, like, loot-based MMOs with dungeons and quests and...
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's got all that.
Yep. Sounds like it was made for me.
A lot of people are really going to like this game. I hope that they support it for a long time. Like that.
They want to support it for 10 years.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm really hoping...
The 10-year plan.
That actually happens, though, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have expansions and all sorts of stuff.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Constant.
I'm excited. So excited.
It looks like, and I'm not totally sure about this, but it looks like there's a couple hooks in there for like microtransactions as well. Just point that out there.
I wonder how shallow it is, if it's just for like looks and stuff like that, or
maybe
something else.
I don't know. Your looks,
we shall see,
are mostly affected by the armor that you put on, so, and your armor has actual stats and stuff.
I mean more of like the your physical appearance. Underneath all the armor and things like that.
But. You don't really see that? Like, you see your face?
Well, I was just saying because you put so much time into your girl's face.
I know, and that's about it. Like, she walks around with his arm.
Ew.
Man, I can't... She's so...
That didn't come out
character
right.
Character is so...
Get your mind out of the gutter, man. Matthew.
I can't even...
It lives there. I can't help it.
It lives there.
Okay. That's all there is about Destiny.
Yeah, no more Destiny. We gotta get through all these 10,000 games you guys played.
Matt.
All right, so what's next?
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart forever, ever, and always. The reason I haven't beaten any of the games I have to
because I keep going back to Mario Kart.
Because I will get home and I'll go, oh, I only have one level left in Wolfenstein. I should probably do that. Or, oh, I'd love to play some more Watch Dogs. No. I look down and the gamepad is in my hand and the Wii U is already turned on. And I'm already racing as Luigi, giving people the death stare. This game is so, so good. So good. And I hate racing games. That's a fun fact. I hate them. But this game, oh boy. Oh boy, jeez. It's so much fun.
I haven't heard you be this excited about a game in a while.
Ever.
You're so
excited about it.
Before E3 happened and like all like, you know, hype for everything else, it was Mario Kart. Every day. I would get home, I'd play Mario Kart, I would wake up in the morning, I'd get a couple races in before work. It's taken over. And online is fun because apparently I'm decent at it, so I don't get in last place all the time.
Okay.
It's, oh my god, I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it.
They still got the whole rubber banding thing though on online.
Ew.
What do you mean?
Well, where the person in last place is going to get, like, the best stuff and also is going to be able to drive faster than the person in first place.
I hate that crap.
Yeah.
No clue, because I'm never in last place.
No!
I couldn't tell you.
I just want to, like, bro-fist you through the internet.
Okay, well, have you ever lapped somebody?
No.
That might be happening.
Yeah. No. Maybe.
I have not lapped anyone.
I hated that thing. I was like, what's the point of racing hard and smashing people if they're still going to be right behind you?
Yeah.
But this game,
I hate that in games. Man, I hate
this game is great. Great game, great. The memes that have come out of it are hilarious.
Yeah, that death stare,
just
man.
Brilliant. Oh my god. And everyone has a death stare. Everyone. You should see Donkey Kong's death stare. It's really creepy.
But
does
yeah,
it like this is there like a cutscene where it shows him staring at somebody or something or no?
No, like whenever you attack someone or drive past them, the character's head will like track the other cart and like just stare at them. And sometimes it's a death stare like Luigi, and sometimes it's a goofy grin like Donkey Kong. It's crazy. Crazy fun game.
Yeah,
crazy,
Luigi looks like he's about to knife somebody.
And he will. don't trick yourself. He will knife you in the face. He doesn't care.
He's sick of...
He's tired of being in the shadow.
Well, he had that year Luigi, and now he just wants more.
Yes. Yeah, but Mario Kart is really fun. The online is lag-free, which is shocking. But, yeah, the online is really good. There's no voice chat during the race, mm-hmm. which I am thankful for.
I don't know, it sounds like that'd be kind of cool.
The amount of expletives that fly out of my mouth, I would not be able to play Mario Kart online ever again.
Towards little kids?
They would be.
Yeah, I mean, that would be terrible. It would be so terrible. But yeah, you can talk in the lobby and everything, but once the race starts, there's no talking.
That's good.
Which I'm fine with, because, like I said, I don't like being cursed out, and I know no one else really does, so...
Yeah, I don't mind like chatting during a game if it's like with your team, but you don't want to hear the other team because you're just going to hear a bunch of smack talk all the time. So.
Exactly. No one wants that garbage.
Yeah, no one wants that garbage.
So is freaking this game
clown shoes?
Is this game worth buying a Wii U for?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
I've actually a bunch of my friends have bought Wii U's because of this game. At least like 4 people. It's kind of crazy.
I think once that Zelda comes out, then with the library they have, then I'll be like, okay, yeah, now it's time to get one.
Well, you got this game, and then you got Smash later in the year, so these are both going to sell a lot of Wii U's.
No, I got cool. Smash on my 3DS.
Yeah, I have no interest in that version.
Well, I have no interest in your face.
Well, the screen's too small. How can you have a great Smash experience? Smash is huge. Because you mm-hmm. have a huge, like, projection screen.
Because everything's better portable.
You need a big
portable.
Screen for... Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's folly.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
It's the truth. It's the mm-hmm. future.
I could not imagine playing Titanfall on my Vita. Not because it's only on Xbox.
Real quick, I did play around with remote play for Destiny, and it works.
Oh, yeah?
It works fantastic.
That's awesome.
The button
good.
Layout,
good.
Yeah, the button layout is great, and even though, like, remote play has like.
You should probably do a post on that or something.
I probably should.
Because Austin can't do it.
Yeah. There's that touch of lag that remote play always has, but it is seriously. It's nothing. It doesn't affect the game at all. I wouldn't play PvP, but.
Well, exactly. I was going to say, like, if you're going questing and stuff like that, it'd be perfect. Lay in bed, do some quests on Destiny.
Yes. It does that absolutely perfectly. It is a very good man. Experience. And
now I'm even more excited.
Yeah. It's like you never have to stop playing, ever.
Never stop playing.
Yeah.
Oh that should be goodness. The whole slogan for Vita.
Yeah, never, ever stop playing.
Okay. You are ours now.
Oh, I wanted to ask about Mario Kart. Do they have, like, a lot of the old tracks back and stuff, or no?
Oh, yeah, they took a bunch of tracks from, like, N64, Super Nintendo, and they pretty much made them, like, all new and cool-looking.
Nice.
And the new levels that they made are super cool, too, so... Yeah, good game, good.
I'm very
good
excited
game,
about
good
that.
Good game, very good.
Good game, very good?
Good game, very good game, very good. Yeah, it's a delight.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, Mario Kart, high recommend.
All right, what's next?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
I beat Outlast, guys.
really?
Outlasty?
Outlasty, yeah. Because I'm bad at spelling. No, I beat Outlast. That game, the latter half, way better than the first half, and also way weirder.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm fine with this.
How far did you get?
How'd you like... I met the doctor.
Yes.
And he was a delightful man.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to turn on some pumps because there was a huge fire. And I kept dying, so I put the game away, and I will come back to it at another time.
The fire in the kitchen?
Yes.
Dude, you were like an hour away from the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I will finish it tonight, and then I will play the Whistleblower DLC.
Yeah, an hour, maybe two, depending on, you know, how much you die. But...
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that game... I was surprised at how scary it gets near the end. You think
it's
kind of...
Oh, it's creepy.
Yeah, that's... Oh. So did you get to that part where you have to go outside?
No.
Okay. There's a part where you go outside.
Don't spoil.
And you will
No spoiler.
Love it. No, you'll love
okay,
it.
Okay, cool.
It's going to be great. So yeah, play it, I guess. Let's talk about maybe, I don't know, I played Ocarina of Time. You want to talk about that?
I like Zelda.
Yeah? Zelda's a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite games.
I never played all the way through Ocarina of Time, ever.
What?
Yeah, so I'm playing it on the 3DS. So you want to know how a game is better when it's portable? There. Right there. Prime example.
The only reason is for that, Booth, I could see, is because of the graphics. The graphics are better. They're not all garbage anymore.
Yeah.
Other than that, I still prefer it, like, on a console with controller in my hand.
I could understand that.
Because that's how I was raised, Chris.
That's how you... Well, a lot of these kids raised on these Angry Birds, they're not going to have that anymore. You're a dying breed, Matt. You better evolve or die.
Yeah, well, they should not evolve anymore. They should go away forever. I'm not interested in their lives.
I 100% agree.
Not interested. They smell.
Is that your outlasty talk?
That's, yeah. Well, we were talking about that, and then Ocarina of Time. It's still a really good game, I guess. I've never played all the way through it, and I got really annoyed at the Water Temple, which I guess is a normal experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ocarina. Ocarina.
You're supposed to hate the Water Temple. The Water Temple is evil.
Yeah. It wasn't... It was... You know, it was just kind of silly, because it's like, oh, come on. You mean I ran around in circles because I didn't see this one little thing sitting underneath
yes,
here?
Yes, it is. Yep, you sure did, didn't you?
Yeah, I sure didn't see that one thing.
Did you ever play Ocarina of Time before?
No.
This playthrough?
I played it a little bit, but never... I mean, I think the most I got is I got to Adult Link, and then I stopped playing.
That's my favorite.
What?
Yeah.
That's my favorite Legend of Zelda game.
It's really good.
You cray.
I don't know, man.
I'm Cray?
No, Chris is.
Oh, Chris is Cray.
Well,
it's so good.
I've tried a couple times. I just got so bored back then.
What?
How could you get bored? Especially back then.
I just did.
How do you get bored with that game?
It's like, hey, go get your horse. Oh, it's nighttime and they're skeletons.
I didn't play it in its heyday, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I tried to play it like 5 years later and just...
Oh, yeah. Quit. It's weird timing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
no, I was playing it early and my mind was blown.
Oh yeah, it's great.
I think I was like, I don't know, 12 maybe?
You know what? I remember when I was a kid having an argument with my friend because I was playing Mega Man Legends and trying to tell him, without playing Ocarina of Time, that Mega Man Legends was a better game.
He pantsed you, didn't he?
No. He tried to make the same argument, but he'd never played Mega Man Legends. Mega Man Legends is a really good game, though. It is kind of like Ocarina of Time. It's not exactly the same, but like, there's a lot of similarities. Big open world, lots of dungeons to explore, fun main character that's been around since, you know, the 80s.
Yeah. But...
Alright, let's keep it moving.
Zelda, no.
Okay.
Invalid.
Okay.
No, wrong.
Let's talk about something else.
So, Matt, I see you have Edge of Tomorrow on there. Is that a game?
It's a movie, and then they put out a free game on iOS.
Okay.
Okay.
Where it's a first-person shooter where you actually reenact the repeating battle in the movie.
Nice.
Over and over again. Well, you keep dying because it's super hard, but
that's
it's pretty cool.
Though, right?
Every. Yeah, but and every time you respawn, you can tell what's going to happen next because little prompts will come up on the screen to like warn you that, oh, this explosion's about to happen, get out of the way. This monster is going to be right here, get out of the way. Stuff like that. So it's like I would love to see like a full-fledged game use that mechanic where you die, you respawn, and it gives you a heads up on what's going to happen. It's pretty cool.
I'm downloading it right now.
Yeah, is that a free game?
Yeah, it's free. Yep.
That seems like an interesting mechanic.
And the movie's awesome too, so you should go see that movie. That movie's great. But yeah, that's a cool little iOS first-person shooter, which I don't really like normally first-person shooters on a phone, but this one is quick enough that it works, and the control scheme's actually decent. It's pretty cool.
That sounds good. Well, now I want to talk about Always Sometimes Monsters.
Okay.
So I remember, like, I mentioned it when I just played it a little bit, like, a month ago, I think it was. And, like, we were trying to figure out what, like, the title actually meant. Matt was like, maybe does it mean, like, you know, people can be monsters? And I was like, yeah, that's what I think of what it is. And that's totally what this game is.
Oh, really?
It's such a sad game. It's terrible. It's like a movie you walk out, like, man, that was a terrible, like, it was a good movie, but it was terrible. Like, terrible things happen in that movie.
It's like that quote, the reason I love that movie is because it's so depressing.
Yeah, we're basically it. So, like, I want to go back to, like, when, like, how the game first started. Like, you play as this girl whose name is Lizzie. So I finally figured out the main character. So you play as this blonde girl named Lizzie. She signs this book deal. Everything's supposed to be great, right? Her book's going to get published. She's going to get checks. She's going to make money. She's with, like, you know, this guy she loves. Everything's good. The game fast forwards a year. She's not with that guy anymore. They broke up. She's about to get evicted. She never got her book finished. Like, all this stuff is wrong. And as you try to leave your apartment, the landlord comes out. And he's asking you, like, you know, where's my money? You're a month behind rent. You know, you're $500. And, like, this game is, like, they do not care about, like, being, like, censored with, like, what they say or how they say it. Mm-hmm. There's, like, cuss words and bad situations throughout this entire game. So, like, this guy's just going off on you, and then so I was, like, trying to be nice, like, right? Like, so I'm trying to play, like, how I would react. Like, just give me time. Like, I'll get you your money. And then he punches me. He punches this girl in the hallway. He's like, get my effing money. Give me my key. You're not coming back here. So I was like, F you, dude. And I took the key and ran. So I was like, you run out. I was like, damn, this game is not going to be a happy game at all. And so, like, then, like, I got to meet, like, one of my best friends. Oh, he's a guy who lives in the alley, eats out of the trash. I was like, this is, like, one of my good friends. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then you realize, like, you live in, like, the totally bad part of town.
Yeah, with hobos.
Yeah. And then so, like, there's, like, every – you always come to these decisions, and, like, these little events happen where it's like, okay, now you're doing this for the day. So it could be whether it's, like, doing a job or going talking to a friend and stuff like that. And after that event plays out, it shows you that it's now the afternoon time, right? So, like, the day always goes from morning, something happens, then it's afternoon, something happens, then it's the evening. And that's how you play through the game. So, like, you got to choose, like, what you want to do, whether it's going to help you in your story or it could just be, like, a waste of time. But certain things happen in this game, like, you don't really know, like, how your decisions are going to play out. And then once they happen, you're like, oh, my gosh, like, that's terrible. Like, I got I went and got myself a job, right? It's like, cool, I need money to either get an apartment or to get out of town.
It's like, so it's an RPG.
In a literal sense.
Like, you don't...
Role-playing game.
Yeah. But you don't, like, level up or nothing. It's just, like, you have an inventory and you do things.
Okay, cool.
Like, that's, like... There's nothing else in this game besides walking around talking to people and, like, doing these, like, odd jobs in the game. So I got myself a job as a reporter. So I'm doing these, you know, couple stories here and there, and I get to do a story on this one guy who has information on this movie theater is being built, whatever, no big deal. I go to meet him, we have an interview, except it's like a reverse, and he's asking me a bunch of questions. And then so, like, after it's over, he's like, all right, that's enough, you know, thanks for your time. And I'm just kind of like, all right, whatever, I'll see whatever I can write with what you gave me. I get back to the office, he gives me a call, and he's like, thank you so much, you know, for spending time with me. You really give me a new, you know, outlook and blah, blah, stuff like that. And then you hear a gun go off.
What?
And I was like, are you shitting me? I just talked to you. So I ran back to his apartment. There he is with his brains blown out on the floor. I was like, are you serious?
I have to play this game.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. And the game just does stuff like that all the time.
All right, I need to play this.
And you always have these decisions where it's like, you know, it's like, if I do this thing, like, I can make some money, but it'll make me a monster, you know, quote unquote, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so bad, like... Another thing is, like, one more thing is, so I found, like, these flyers, and it's like, oh, if you find stray dogs, call this number, you know, we'll get them off the streets for you. So I found this dog, I fed it, I got it treats, I call this number, it says, all right, you know, take it to the old cookie factory or whatever. So I take the dog there.
Oh, no.
And someone's like, all right.
Never go to the cookie factory.
Someone's like, leave the dog. Say your goodbyes and leave the dog. We'll pay you. And I'm like, it's obviously like a dog fighting ring.
Well, yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh. So I was like, hell no. And I took the dog and ran out of there. And luckily, because it was like a couple days later, I found like a lost and found thing for a dog. And I actually got it back to its owner and stuff.
Okay, good.
And see, like, so like the owner, I think I got like, I don't know, $50 or $75 from the owner, if that. But like the people that are doing dog fighting ring were going to pay me like $200 for the dog.
Ugh.
See, so there's stuff like that in the game all the time. And it's so interesting. And they make so many references to other indie games. Like, it's constant. The Vagabond Dog is the name of the developer. They actually have their office in the game.
So oh, cool.
You can go to their office and they have all these arcade games set up. Like,
them?
One of them is...
For making,
such, kill the...
for making such a depressing no. game.
No, but you could actually find two of the developers like eating in a coffee shop, mm-hmm. and they're talking about basically making this game.
Huh. That's kind of cool.
Like, I'm like, oh, that'd be, if we did this and did that, that'd be really meta, huh? Like, guys. But they have like one of the games you could play, the arcade game, is called a... It's a terrible Flappy Bird ripoff, and it's called Crappy Dog. And so you're like making a dog jump through Flappy Birds, basically.
Okay.
Nice.
Or they have this other one, which you guys are going to love. I'll tell you the name after. But you're basically a cat with a chain gun strapped to your back.
Okay.
And you're running around in all these rooms. And every time you get into the room, you're killing like a frog or a puppy or a chicken or whatever. And the game is called Cold Line Toronto.
Ha.
After a while, I was like, this is Hotline Miami.
That is fantastic.
You're just running around as a cat with a chain gun on your back.
I remember I was going to play this game at PAX, but the line was ridiculous.
You wouldn't have gotten all this from sitting down.
They always had a wait at that
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, well, they might have had a long demo then, because it's so good.
Yeah.
And, like, they reference, like, I got to this new town, like, this guy needed to get his ID changed or whatever. And, like, the lady's like, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to get papers for this, you got to do that. And he's like, I need documents for this, I need this for that, whatever. He's all, papers, 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 police. I was like, man, they just keep going. I love it.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, or when you're going, like, I found out, like, a tip for if you're playing this game, don't spend your money on food. Go to the pawn shop, buy a fishing pole, and go fishing in the pond for your food. You'll save a ton.
Okay.
You'll save a ton of money. And then plus, when you're fishing, it's ridiculous fishing. Like, you don't actually get to play it, but it's like, oh, you caught a carp. Not ridiculous at all. And it's like, then you caught, you catch like Big Bertha, and it's like, wow, it's so ridiculous.
That's just good advice for life as well. Don't buy food, go fish.
Right.
Yeah, it's free enough.
So this game always, like, there's so many references, and then like, so I found out also that like my ex, who like this girl's obviously still in love with, is now getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in another town, so she's like on like, you know, like, I gotta get to the other town, you know, and stop the wedding or whatever. So that's like what I'm doing right now. And guess what his name is? Chris?
What?
Her ex.
I don't know.
She's a blonde girl named Lizzie. I'm playing a blonde girl named Lizzie. What's Saul. The ex's name? Saul, yeah.
I don't get
you
it.
They did that on purpose?
Oh, come on. Lizzie and Saul, who chooses those names?
I don't get
that
it.
That could have been a coincidence.
From We Are Live. That's like
I don't know it.
It's a love that's part like it's a couple from We Are Live.
What's We Are Live?
It's a
podcast. Zombie
podcast. Come on, you don't know what We Are Live is.
You need to listen to that.
Zombie podcast is really good.
But yeah, you're a blonde girl named Liz and her ex is Saul. And she just
without.
So
interesting.
Yeah. That is interesting. Why doesn't she just leave him alone? He's obviously happy. He's getting married.
Well, because there's obviously weird things.
Are you in a tornado?
I know, seriously.
Who, me?
Yes.
No, I have a fan on because it's 95 degrees here.
Well, then maybe you should go outside.
Yeah, maybe actually you should go outside. I was thinking you're outside. Maybe I will.
Or just don't sit with your face into the fan. Like, he's probably putting his phone on mute and then, like, Darth Vader Vadering into the fan.
I think exactly. That's what you're doing.
And actually, I was.
He forgets to take it off mute.
Say, Luke, I'm your father.
No.
Come on, I want to edit your voice to make it sound like Darth Vader.
Oh, my God.
Never mind then, fine. I'll just edit everything.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
See, that's just a wind tunnel.
So, yeah, no, but... Everything. Oh, no. I love this game, especially the music. The music is dope. Mm-hmm. And there's just like every time you go into something, there's all these little mini games. It's like, oh, you got to go take care of kids. Here are the kids with allergies. Ah, you're like, oh, crap.
It's on PC?
Yeah. It's, yeah. It's on sale right now on Steam, too. It's like 20% off.
So I can't play it.
Oh, you can play it.
Yeah, I can't play that. I don't have a computer.
Oh, that's right.
You got to do something.
Hard drive.
All right. Yes, it died.
Yeah.
Yeah, it failed. I'm dead.
You're dead. Not your computer, yeah. You just died.
No more Broforce. I'm very sad. I can't play as Time Bro, and since they added mechs, I can't do that. And...
Oh, there was a reference to Broforce, too, in this game. I can't remember what it was, though.
There should be a reference to Broforce in every game,
no,
Larry.
I collected, like, they have these indie figurines, and one of them was the Brominator.
Oh, nice.
Ah.
Yeah. This game is, like... It's just not happy at all. All these situations are terrible, but it's like the same time, like it's shallow on the other characters, but it makes you care about your main character so much. You're like, I just want to see her end up happy. I want her to get off the streets. You know what I mean? Like all these terrible things are happening to her. It's like, just get to your end destination. So like, that's why I keep playing it. It's like, I just want to see her end up, have everything be happily ever after.
And it's on
this
game,
I doubt.
Steam, and I can just...
You can just what?
Hello?
Hello.
It's on Steam, so
yeah.
How much is it?
I don't know. It's like 20% off right now, maybe $10.
Oh, okay. So, do you guys want to talk any E3?
Do you want to talk about your tornado?
I can't help it.
Matt's like, I am in the movie Twister right now.
Yeah.
It's $8.99.
There's very bad weather.
Always, sometimes more.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, Matt! It's getting really bad.
You're gonna have to do something.
It's better?
That's much better.
Okay.
Because it was just like a little bit, and then all of a sudden it was just like...
It's... Okay.
Murder Town.
Murder might hear...
All right, we're better now.
Okay.
Just stay where... Don't even move your head. Just stay where you are.
Yeah. You're exactly...
Are we good now?
Right now? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm not...
Do you want to talk about... Do you want to talk about some cool E3 stuff?
No.
Sure.
Oh.
Sure.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Games to talk about.
What's cool games you guys saw? Would you like?
All of them.
Bloodborne.
Bloodborne looks cool.
Yeah.
Broforce looks awesome.
Well, that's a known.
Well, yeah, that looks awesome. Sunset Overdrive looks like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, I really like...
So excited for that game.
I don't know if you read Colin Moriarty's like preview on it. It was like a month or so ago. Like,
I read that
and I watched the video and, like, the Rewind Theater and stuff, I was like, oh, man, like, this looks... I was like, yep, I'm sold on it.
It looks so much fun.
Yeah, it does look like a lot of fun.
It looks like Ratchet & Clank got together with a box of crayons and they had a baby and there was Dead Rising involved and Dead Rising was looking through the window while they were making babies. And
somehow that happened.
Yeah, this game... Somehow that happened, and this game looks great.
Dead Rising's quite voyeuristic.
I am so excited.
Apparently.
Yeah, but yeah, Sunset Overdrive. Oof, that looks... Woo!
Yeah, that looks dope. Also, I know I always get excited for them, then I'm kind of slightly disappointed, but the new Assassin's Creed.
Like, that didn't do anything for me.
I was like, yes, you can build your own brotherhood with your friends. That sounds like so much fun to me.
The co-op
looks... I've never been really huge into those games, so...
Eh,
I didn't really... I mean, the pirates are fun, but other than that...
Yeah, I gotta play that this weekend. I'm going to my brother-in-law's tonight, so I'm like, dude, I have to borrow that game now. And then Assassin's Creed's coming, I gotta catch up.
Barry, when you and I first started just getting to know each other, I'm all, Assassin's Creed 2 is a terrible game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the one I like.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's pretty good, yeah. I was wrong.
That was, like, I think, after I got my 360, that was like... second or third game I played through. I think I played through Reach, Wet, and then Assassin's Creed 2.
You played through Wet?
Hell yeah, Wet was badass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wet is like so, like, it's like, hey, here's like this super shallow action game that is so much fun to play. Like, there's nothing in that game besides like bullet time, and it's so rad.
I have it. I just haven't played through it yet.
What?
I played the demo. I liked it, so.
Oh, you gotta. I mean, it can get pretty hard.
Yeah.
It can get really hard. And plus, some of the. Like, it's just like, hey, we're gonna have this really cool rockabilly level where, like, all the colors change and they have this awesome music playing, and you're just, like, in bullet time constantly.
So, like, yep. Slow motion the entire level.
Well, that's the whole point of the game. It's like, every time she's doing something acrobatic, it slows down.
Yeah.
And that keeps you from getting hit. So you always have to go from, like, from jump to cartwheel to slide to backflip to, like, you're always doing that kinds of stuff. You never just want to run around. Yeah. Anyways, it's an old game. Check it out, Matt. Wet.
That's never stopped us
before. I'll get around to it. Yeah, old game is old. And it's the best.
So, you were talking about how Always Sometimes Monsters has really good music.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I like to hear that because that makes editing easy, because I like having really good music in the podcast.
If you can find the morning music especially, that's my favorite jam in that game.
I'll see what I can find. But another game that has really good music that I've been playing is Transistor.
Mm. Oh, that game's pretty.
That game is pretty in all respects.
It's beautiful.
It is.
It's not on PS3, is it? Just PS4?
Just PS4.
And no, just PS4.
It's on PC.
Yeah, well.
Oh, let me check that out.
Yeah. But, like, it's just, it's really nice to look at. It is really nice to listen to. There's a hum button.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can, your character, if you just hold down the button, she'll start humming to the whatever music's going on in the background. And it's really pretty voice as well. So sometimes I'll just kind of sit there for like 5 minutes just holding down.
Just humming away.
Yeah. Just letting her just kind of do her thing with the tunes going on. And then I'll go back to destroying stuff. It's got an extremely weird combat system, though. Like, it's, how do I explain it? So, you stop time, and then you play out your moves, and each move costs, like, a different amount of this time bar that you have at the top. And then, you're gonna get it now. All of your moves are also affected by other moves, so you can have 4, attacks. And they can be different things like summoning a dog to help you, or just like a normal swing of your sword, where you can have projectiles or shoot bombs and all sorts of stuff. You can also take these systems and combine them together. So when you summon the dog, now every time he attacks somebody, he actually turns them to your side. So each item that you can use to attack also can also be a passive ability and can also boost another ability, giving you like millions of different combinations where you can, you know, everything's different. The only barrier, the only thing keeping you from using them all the time is you have a certain allocate, like memory allocation, and each move takes up a certain amount of memory. So you combine all this together and you're, you know, this game that I wasn't really expecting this from the combat system suddenly turns into an extremely strategic game where you're trying to line up different shots and get behind the enemy during all this frozen time thing, and then trying to get to the point where you can get away, because if you can't freeze time, you are very slow. I don't know. It's really cool. I'm really enjoying it.
No, it sounds cool.
Yeah.
I was giggling a little bit for a second. I don't know. I saw Matt as a news reporter.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm Matt Curion coming to you from like hurricane whatever.
It's so hot.
Just take all your clothes off and turn the fan off.
No.
That's what I would.
Podcasting naked.
You guys don't have air conditioners in New Jersey?
Yeah, we do, but it doesn't hit my room for some reason. It's garbage. I don't have a vent in here.
You guys don't sleep in New Jersey?
No, we don't.
In the nude?
No.
I do every single time.
We don't eat our pizza in the nude.
Every single time.
Pizza does sound good, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get some pizza in a little bit.
Yeah.
Some pizza.
I'm kind of starving.
Let's start wrapping up this podcast so we can get some pizza.
Let's get some pizza, dude.
Yeah, how long we been going for, Chris? Do you know?
We got about enough time for another game or so.
Okay. Game or so.
Yeah.
What do we got down here? Well, let me hear about your Limbo Luftdrausers. I haven't even heard of that game.
I played Limbo and Luftdrausers. I don't know. I like Luftdrausers so far. It's basically ridiculous fishing with planes. It's the same kind of setup. You know, where
just do it over and over.
Yeah,
and
just
over
do
again.
It over and over again. You've got a couple quests.
Get new stuff.
Yeah, and I'm not quite sure what I'm doing to get new things because I'm completing these little missions and it doesn't get me new things. And then sometimes I just get new things and I'm not.
Like if you find go over to like if you have anything that's still locked, it'll tell you how you unlock it.
Will it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well then.
And those are the things that you're doing.
That's a game I still can't get into.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Matt's like, I don't understand how to fly.
I don't like it. I don't like the controls at all.
I can understand that. They're kind of.
What I do want to hear about is a Super Time Force.
Okay, I played it for a little bit.
Oh, jeez. 5 minutes until you went back to Mario Kart.
Basically. it's kind of like Bro Force. It's set up like that. Like the whole like 2D side-scroller with the 8-bit graphics.
Mm-hmm.
But it has everyone has their own special ability, like a ricochet shot or what's the other thing? Oh, you can jump really high, stuff like it's just like silly stuff. But there's a guy with eye patches, and he's your commander. And I don't know how that works, but it does. It's pretty great.
Two eye patches.
Yep.
Two eye patches. Yeah, he's the commander. He invented the time travel of Super Time Force. But yeah, it's pretty rad. I think it's like $15 or something. I'm not that far into it, so I can't tell you if it's worth that money. Mm. But the graphic style is cool. It looks like an old Super Nintendo game. I'm liking it. It's fun. I'm going to play some more later tonight after Destiny happens.
Chris, do you notice how Matt's apparently now in the eye of the storm?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause, like,
shut up!
There's no wind, and you hear like a bunch of birds chirping in the background.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're just going to hear me sweating because, oh, God.
It sounds so nice where you are now.
It sounds wonderful.
Does it with all the birds?
No, it's not nice. It's like an oven.
We'll have to play some Destiny later together. You and me.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah. What class are you
in?
Yeah,
I'd like to play.
You got the rogue class, right? They're the hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Let's go kill things.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff to be killed.
And stab them in the face.
Hey, Destiny is coming to PS3, right?
That's a good question.
It's coming to Xbox One.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it is. Honestly,
I think it might just be next gen.
I guess graphically there's that, like, they could just tone it down. There's nothing going on in the game that I don't think they could do with last gen stuff.
Oh, no, it is coming to PS3. Interesting.
I wonder if PS3 and PS4 players will be able to play together.
Maybe. That would be interesting. I would, yeah, that would be cool.
It's an interesting thing.
But you want the good version. Go with your Xbox One. Come on. Don't kid yourself, Barry.
Or just get a PS4.
Don't go for that last-gen garbage.
Yeah. And besides, this would probably kill a PS3.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to be very good.
Yeah,
on there,
it would probably be like nail in the coffin there, man, because it's doing a lot of like crazy stuff. Just graphically, like the effects and stuff are just really nice.
When PS3 would actually start hovering from the fan blowing so hard.
Yeah, probably. I mean, obviously they would tone it down, but you know, like The Last of Us, you know, that's an extremely pretty game. But it also, I think, dramatically reduces the life of any PS3 that plays it.
Well, yeah, my PS3's dead. So
yeah, it nearly killed my PS3. It was worth it. But
yeah, great game.
Yeah, it's...
I can't wait to play it again.
Yeah.
Because of course I'm going to be getting that.
Of course.
Because money I can't
bags.
Play it anymore. No, because I can't play it anymore.
Because you have lots of money and nothing to spend it on.
No, I
forgot to call you Coupon Kirion in the beginning of the podcast.
I don't have a PS3, so I would love to play it again.
Here's what you could do. Just buy another PS3.
Or not spend $200 on a PS3.
What does it matter for you? You have all the money in the world.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, how much do you think I paid for Mario Kart?
I don't know, infinity dollars?
$2.75.
That's right. We talked about this because you traded in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool. I traded in like 5 games and got crazy bonuses.
That's how you do it,
I guess.
Hell yeah. And I'll probably be paying $2.92 for The Last of Us, so...
After you trade in Mario Kart?
No, I'll never trade in Mario Kart. Never trade in Nintendo games. Don't do that. That's just bad.
Yeah.
No one wants that.
Never trade in any games. How about that?
Well, I've been trading in a ton of PS4 games because I have no use for them.
All right, I think that's it for this podcast.
Okay. This show's done.
Is that it? We're done. We're done, right?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Matt, take us home. I'm not doing it.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Hit us up on iTunes. Check it out. Tell your friends. Give us a 5-star review.
Yeah, come on.
Like Level Save on Facebook, right?
No, oh, like gosh. It on Twitter.
My gosh, I'm like Chris. Like Level Save on Facebook. Follow Level Save on Twitter at Level Save. You can follow me, Barry, at I Am Weapon. You can follow Chris at Snickle Socks. You can follow Matt at The Real Matt C. Tell your friends about the podcast. Go to Level Save and check out all of our editorials and stuff like that. Plus, we have a new thing coming, hopefully.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yes.
A new layout stuff going on. We're going to kind of change the way we're doing things at Level Save. So we'll see how it goes. And that's it. Peace
cool.
out.
Hohokam. Hohokam.
Word.
All right. Hey, fun story. I'm going to turn my fan on again because I'm dying.
Oh, you had to turn it off?
Yeah.
Twisted inside.